This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. I'm joined by Antonio Pineda, chairman of the group, the Lehigh Valley Young Republicans. Antonio, you've only held the position for the past month or so. Congratulations, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Brad. Thank you.
Tell me the goals of the group that you're chairman of in light of the coming election and the Republican National Convention now in progress.
Well, our goals are to help our candidates up and down the ballot get elected to office in any way we can, through grassroots, through outreach, anything that they need assistance with, we're there for. And our big goal of ours is to be involved in the community as much as possible and help our community.
Let me ask you to shift to thoughts on the convention so far. I should say that we're recording just before day three of the convention, so Vice President Mike Pence has not yet accepted his nomination or addressed the RNC. But any thoughts on the convention so far?
It has been a very interesting convention with the current conditions. Obviously, usually you have a spectacle, almost like a sporting event.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been very interesting to not have that environment around it. But I've enjoyed a lot of the speakers so far. I really enjoyed the positivity and the my personal favorite is the personal stories. So I really enjoyed Nikki Haley and Tim Scott's speech where they talked about how they got to where they are now.
And Tim Scott was sort of pushing back against the feeling that the Republican Party is unwelcoming and unfriendly to minorities, to African Americans and Hispanic Americans.
Correct.
We spoke to former Republican Representative Charlie Dent last week during the Democratic National Convention. He surprised a lot of folks by going the extra step in endorsing Joe Biden for president. He said that if Donald Trump should lose and the Senate flips to Democratic control, there would be a robust debate about the future of the GOP. He felt that in some ways the GOP is fighting demographic trends. He'd like to see a return to free markets instead of tariffs and perhaps a more inclusive party, less antagonistic language toward immigrants. Do you think any of what he's talking about might be actually advantageous for drawing younger people to the Republican Party in the Lehigh Valley?
I believe a lot of what he says when it comes to the free markets and the rhetoric would help bring younger voters to the party. He's allowed to support whoever he wants. He's a private citizen, and I'm good friends with Charlie Dent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there are certain things when it comes to messaging that I think would appeal to younger voters if we focus on those parts of our party platform that I think are strong when it comes to what younger voters feel is important.
So you think the party could change? It's not necessarily the party exclusively of Donald Trump for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I think there's multiple different types of conservatives, and we're all a part of the same party. We all, in the end, have the same goal, which is we want what's best for our community.
One of the things that we've seen locally in covering the Republican Party has been a convergence of issues, including resistance to any restrictions on guns in the Lehigh Valley, and even resistance to wearing masks or the governor's ability to make emergency measures to control the pandemic. I wonder if you feel like those are issues that have become so attached to the Republican Party and whether those are difficult for younger Republican voters.
I am a Second Amendment supporter. I do think that there are reasonable regulations that can be placed on them, but I am a Second Amendment supporter and I support the right to bear arms. I support wearing masks. Senator Pat Toomey even said that wearing a mask is the right thing to do.
Why do you think that's become such a flashpoint issue for the far right of the Republican Party, the Tea Party, for example, here in the Lehigh Valley?
Individualism. People believe in individual choice.
Finally, what are your plans for tonight, the final night of the convention?
I believe I'm going to be going to a friend's house to watch some of the speeches, a little get-together.
But not a large group viewing that you might have otherwise?
No, absolutely not.
Antonio Pineda is chairman of the Lehigh Valley Young Republicans. Thanks again for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You can follow our live coverage of the Republican National Convention tonight beginning at 9 p.m. on radio or online at wlvr.org/election.